Welcome to the Property Profits Podcast. My name is Travis Wells, and I will be your host every single week. It is my job to bring on a specialist in every part of real estate, whether that be retail, big commercial, luxury, flipping, land, you name it. I cannot wait to introduce you to these people because there are masters at their craft out there. At the end of each podcast, my mastermind group will come on and Q&A with these people and ask real-time, real-life questions so that we can all learn. I cannot wait to see you on my podcast.
What is up, everybody? Thank you so much for joining Property Profits Podcast. It's you and I, one-on-one, like we do during the week. This episode, I wanted to talk to you about land because everybody I know is in residential real estate, even in multifamily. But land is a unique asset class in itself. So I want to tell you why it is so valuable and how to value it. All right. So say that you have a seller that's got several acres of land. All right. Great. How do you value it? Well, obviously, you're going to look for comps, but comps are going to be kind of difficult sometimes. If, you know, you're looking at a 20-acre track and there's not another 20-acre track anywhere near around, if there is, great, use that as comps. But what you want to do is look to see if there's road frontage. Look to see what the access is to that land. If there's frontage, it makes that land more valuable. All right. Also, does that land adjoin to another parcel? Meaning, is it connected to another parcel? Is there an easement? Meaning, is there a road that is shared that somebody would have to take to get to another piece of land? Those things need to be known. So frontage, easements. Easement is a road going through the land that people share. See if that's there. Utilities is huge for land. So is it public? Is it city utilities, right? Is there city water? Is there city sewer? If there is, that makes land more valuable also. And usually when things are rural in some certain areas, there's septic systems. How is the septic? Is it old? Is it service? When's the last time it was maintained? But is it septic or is it city sewer? So when you're talking to a seller, say, what does the utilities look like? Is there electric? Obviously, if there's a house, it's set up somehow. That's why I like to look at land when there's a house on it already, because I know there has to be functioning utilities of some type. But you want to make sure if there's utilities, electric, water, you know, all that good stuff. So, and then sewer, like, is it septic or is it city? Huge to know. If it is just raw land, is there water at the street? You hear that and you're like, what does that mean? Is there water at the street? A lot of times water lines are ran at the street. So you can tap into it. You just got to pay to have that water ran to the structure. So those things you need to know. Also, is there restrictions on the land? You need to know that, meaning there are certain things you can and can't do with certain land. If it's not restricted, meaning you can do whatever you want, that makes the land more valuable. Sometimes there's deed restrictions on land, and that means, you know, whoever had it said, hey, look, I'm going to sell it, but we have these rules, these restrictions that there can, you know, can't be mobile homes or whatever, right? No restrictions is going to be the best land because you can convey that easily and whoever buys it can do whatever they want. So unrestricted land with utilities and frontage is ideal. Like I said, I like when there's an existing structure on the land because I know that utilities probably exist if somebody was able to live there. So I hope you got something out of this. And just a quick story about land and how I made an additional, I don't know, couple six figures last couple years. Just representing, if you're a retail agent, I would get paid, and I still do, to negotiate deals on land for a few buyers, but one in particular. They'd say, hey, you know, they'd scour online forever and they'd try to find, you know, deals or plots of land that they wanted. They'd buy hundreds of acres, whatever. They'd say, Travis, if you can get it for this price, you know, you can write it up. So essentially I would get 3% commission on, you know, $1 million deal or up to $1 million because it was several parcels, whatever. I get 3% commission for negotiating the deal. They'd be like, hey, can you get this for, you know, 800,000? And maybe they wanted 1.5 million. I said, sure, let me take a crack at it. A lot of times I would make it happen. Sometimes I would, sometimes it wouldn't, but I had a pretty good batting average. So I would be used for that. I have a knack for making deals. So if you have a knack for getting deals or making deals for people, that could be a way. If you're a retail agent or broker, that could be a way for you to make some extra money. You know, on your social media, say, hey, look, I have a knack for talking to people and making deals. So if you need me to negotiate a deal for you, I'd love to represent you. And what's cool about that is there's not a whole lot to do after that. So, you know, you get paid a pretty penny for being good at negotiating. So I hope y'all got something out of this. If you have any questions, you know, you can slide in my DMs on Facebook. You can shoot me an email. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you like the show, if you're learning, leave a 5-star review. I probably shouldn't tell you you leave a 5-star review, but if you like it enough to do so, or you know what, leave an honest review. I appreciate y'all, and I will see you on the next one. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for listening today. If you enjoyed what you heard, please refer a friend. It would mean the world to me. And also, if you'd like to learn more about real estate investing, go to www.exclusivehousinginvestors.com. If you're interested in joining the mastermind group, email me at travis@exclusivehousingtexas.com.